You are listening to the Illuminated Life podcast with Trish Johnson. This podcast is dedicated to sharing inspiring ideas, strategies, and stories that can help you discover your path to an illuminated life. Hello, and welcome back. This is episode number 14, Unconditional Self-Love. This is probably going to be one of my favorite episodes. As I've mentioned before, this is all work that I am trying to implement, and sometimes successfully, and sometimes not so successfully. And as I mentioned in my last episode, this idea of self-love is pretty new to me. And so I'm excited to share what I have for you today, and I hope it makes a difference for you and your life. So let's get started. I'm not sure how many people can truthfully answer yes to the question, do you love yourself unconditionally? I would venture to guess that many of us don't even truly understand what that means. I think this concept of unconditional self-love can feel ambiguous and even a little bit elusive for many of us, which I think is why it adds to the challenges we face with this concept. And in addition, I believe that there is confusion that self-care is the same as self-love, and it's not. The two do go together, but they are not the same. I find it challenging to express how profound this is with words, but I am going to do my very best to try. Many people struggle to be aware of how they love and care for themselves, and I think that for many of us, this is because it usually isn't high on our list of priorities. And some of us were raised to put everyone else's needs ahead of ourselves. And this is an expectation that may be true for some of us today. If you were raised this way, you likely feel selfish if you don't put other people ahead of you. And just to add another layer of craziness, many of us struggle to believe we are worthy of love, let alone our own love and care for ourselves. We often expect others to do that for us, which can cause us to feel incomplete and at the mercy of others to fulfill our needs. And I'm wondering how many of us truly understand the meaning of self-care. I know I didn't, not until recently, and that's why I thought it would be good to take some time to talk about it here. Initially, I had intended to talk about self-care first because I think it is easier to identify as well as to accomplish in our lives. But the more I realized the importance of self-love, and because I now believe it is one of the most important and it should be first above all else in our lives, I decided that it had to come first in this podcast. As I mentioned already, I used to believe that self-care and self-love were one and the same, and that it meant that I take care of myself. Maybe I take myself for a massage or get a pedicure when I was feeling overwhelmed or last on my own list. And in part, some of this is self-care, but there is more to it, a lot more. I'm going to give you a working definition of both, but for now, we're going to focus on unconditional self-love. Then, in episode number 15, we'll go into self-care. In the previous episode, I shared my recent experience with depression. At the point when my depression was at its worst, I was trying to make everyone happy while I was unraveling. I got to the point where it all seemed so hopeless, and I felt everyone would be better off if I was no longer here. And that was my red flag. If you haven't listened to episode 13 and want to hear more about my most recent experience with depression and how I overcame it, go back and have a listen. I'll talk of it briefly here. I thought it was just my thoughts that were causing me all of the pain I was feeling, so I worked diligently to manage my thoughts. And for a while, I was doing well. But over time, I felt like things were getting worse and that all the work of managing my mind was all for naught because I wasn't getting better. And then, unfortunately, I threw in the towel and gave up on managing my mind. Not the best thing I could have done. You see, it wasn't the fact that I couldn't manage my mind well. The challenge was that I didn't understand where those thoughts were coming from in the first place. I was just putting on a Band-Aid on this gushing wound while I was losing so much blood. I had to stop the bleeding, so I had to find the cause, the source of it all. While working with a coach team that I had hired, I learned that I did not love myself unconditionally. It was during this breakthrough that I realized that self-care was not self-love. I was doing things I thought I should be doing versus what I really needed to do out of self-love. It was my lack of self-love that led to the thoughts and other negative results I had in my life. I had to learn, first, what unconditional self-love was, and second, how I could actually love myself unconditionally. At a high level, I learned that self-love does include self-care, but it's really more about loving yourself unconditionally, which is paramount to living your best life. It is an appreciation and acceptance for all of you in the present moment, just as you are, no matter what you do or don't do, have or don't have, etc. It is always loving yourself inside and out with the same strength. So, how do you love yourself? I spent many weeks cultivating my definition for self-love and defining what it looked like to love myself unconditionally. This is because it is an incredibly personal act. Yes, there are similarities between individuals, but it was important for me to get very clear about what it meant for me. And I recommend that you too spend time establishing your own definition of self-love that is true for you. But in the meantime, feel free to borrow mine. So here it goes. Unconditional self-love for me is always choosing to love myself. Always choosing love for myself. Accepting myself exactly as I am. And remembering it is not selfish to love myself. It includes eliminating criticism and negative self-talk. Criticism will never change anything, and instead, I need to choose non-judgmental feedback for growth. I need to accept and do not resist my thoughts and feelings. Then, gently change and add new, more life-affirming ones. I need to embrace the missteps simply as an opportunity to gain feedback about what conditions have not been met yet to accomplish my goals. Then, I need to speak to and think of myself the way I would treat a 7-year-old child. I need to be kind and patient. I also need to stop wishing to be like somebody else or worrying what others will think. I need to take responsibility for my feelings and allow myself to feel all of my feelings. To love myself, I need to forgive myself. And I need to do that by letting go of the past. I need to know that in the past, I did the best I could at the time. With the understanding and awareness and knowledge that I had at that time. To let go of the past and live a good future, I need to know that I am growing and evolving, and I will live life differently each day. To love myself, I need to deeply appreciate and praise who I am and how I show up in the world. I need to allow space to learn about and love who I am. I need to accept all the different parts of myself, my little peculiarities, the embarrassments, and the things I may not do well, and all the wonderful qualities I have too. and then give myself a lot of praise for how I'm doing. I have a lot of years of beating myself up that I'm going to have to make up for. And I need to talk to myself daily about my successes, my victories. I need to support myself. In doing so, I'll reach out to family and friends and allow them to help me. This is being strong. It is strong to ask for help when you need it. Self-love is loving my negatives. I can do this by acknowledging that I created them to fulfill a need. Now I'm finding new, positive ways to fulfill those needs. I'm going to lovingly release the old negative patterns. To love myself well, I will take good care of my mind, heart, and body. I will eat healthy, nutritious foods, move my body, meditate, and provide rest. I'll strive to find harmony and listen to my mind, heart, and body for what they need, and I will honor those needs. Self-love is finding my tribe, the tribe of others who are working to grow and nurture themselves, and I will be there for others and love others unconditionally. And lastly, self-love for me includes having fun. I'll remember the things that gave me joy as a child and incorporate them into my life now. I'll find new ways to have fun in everything I do, and I will work to express the joy of living. Smile and laugh. Now, the definition alone is not enough. Once I found what it meant to love myself, I had to put this into intentional practice. I had to carve out precious moments to make this a priority of my days and practice all that I had identified as self-love for me. You can probably see why unconditional self-love is so important. It sounds trite, but true. If we don't love ourselves completely and fully, unconditionally, how can we ever really love anyone this deeply? But give yourself grace, dear friends. This is a practice, much like all of that I talk about in this podcast. We were likely never taught how to love ourselves, at least not explicitly. So give yourself permission to take this to be your life's work, first and foremost, above all else. Create your own individual definition of unconditional self-love. Once we have defined for ourselves what self-love is, we must move to intention. Intentionally practice self-love. By loving ourselves unconditionally, we fill our own cups. By being intentional, we keep them full and allow for them to overflow. And that is where the magic happens. We can then give from our saucers and learn to love others unconditionally. And the cycle continues. The more we love ourselves, the more we can love others. And the more we can love others, the more they can love us. And the more we then love ourselves. Could you imagine if everyone in the world felt this way about themselves and cultivated this kind of love for themselves? It's powerful stuff, my friends. Please join me next time as we will dig further into self-care with light and love. Bye-bye. Please join me next time as we continue this journey together. Until then, be better today than yesterday and live life illuminated. Thank you so much for listening to the Illuminated Life podcast. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, please leave a quick review in iTunes. Also, for free resources, show notes, and ways you can work with me directly, head on over to www.trishjohnson.com That's www.trishjohnson.com.